Hare Krishna. The following is a short reading from the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 20. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. I offer my Dandavat Pranams to my spiritual Guru, my Diksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, at my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Verse 20. Najayate mriyate vakadachin nayam budva bhavita vana bhuyaha ajo nityaha sasvato ajam purano nahanyate hanyamane sarire. Translation. The soul neither takes birth nor does he die, nor is he affected by the repeated growth and dwindling of the body. He is unborn, eternal, and ever existing. Though primeval, he remains ever youthful. When the body is destroyed, the soul is not annihilated. Translation. To establish the eternality of the soul, Sri Bhagavan is speaking this verse, beginning with the words Najayate Mriyate, in which it is proven that there is never a time when the soul is born or dies. That there was no birth or death for the soul in the past, nor will there be in the future, is proven by the words Nayam Budva Bhavita. Sri Bhagavan is further explaining by the use of the word Ajaha, which means unborn, that the soul does not take birth in the past, present, or future. Thus he establishes that the jiva is the soul, also existed in the past. The word sasvataha means that which is ever existing and not destroyed in the past, present, or future. Therefore the jivatma, the soul, is eternal. If one still raises a doubt that because the soul exists for a long time, he may be overpowered by old age, Sri Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, says in response, no, that is not true. Because he is Puranaha, this means that although he is primeval, he is ever fresh and free from the six types of transformations, including birth and death. If someone then raises the question, will the soul not die, even figuratively, at the death of the body, Sri Krishna answers no. The soul has no relationship at all with the body. The eternal nature of the soul has been established in this verse. He is beyond birth and death, and he is eternal and ever existing. He is not destroyed when the body is destroyed, and consequently the soul is devoid of the six types of transformation of the material body, which are birth, duration of existence, growth, procreation, dwindling, and death. In the Katha Upanishad, a similar conclusion is given. Sava Esha Mahan Aja Atmajaro Maro Mrito Bhajaha. The Atma is indisputably great, unborn, deathless, free from old age, immortal, and fearless. So that's the end of this purport by Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And I would like to mention at this point that when Lord Krishna speaks of the individual soul, he is talking about the individual you. You are the individual soul. You are the self inside this body. Consciousness, with other words, is the symptom of you, the soul. You are not this body. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Also, please visit my website, www.HareKrishnaSociety.com. Hare Krishna, thank you.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.